Broadcasting Network.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and deceit of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 1st, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast, and tonight, I got a lot of news and information to cover. I'm going to mix it up just a little bit tonight. Patrick has Eric Stryker coming on third hour. I think Eric Stryker has become one of my favorite interviews by Dr. David Duke. If you've never heard an Eric Stryker interview, you will certainly enjoy that tonight with Dr. Patrick Slattery coming up in the third hour. The news, you know, I was thinking about it before the broadcast. I was looking into the news all week, really, you know, and it's been, I mean, it's all across the board. I mean, how about a couple of blacks start a fire in Atlanta and burn down a bridge on I-85 that's going to cost well over $10 million to fix? I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. Before I get started, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And, you know, this past week, too, I was able to catch some of the mainstream radio broadcast, like Rush Limbaugh, caught a little bit of that, Sean Hannity. You would think, if you just turned on the news and started digesting, then it doesn't matter if it's local news or world news, the endless barrage of discussion about Russian collusion. And I really miss the I don't get to see the Sean Spicer, the press secretary, press conferences. You know, I'm not sure. There's sometime during the middle of the day, whatever. They may be televised. I don't know. I always miss them. But there's gold in them there hills. They are worth looking up on YouTube and watching. I've got a clip we're going to play here after a while of Sean Spicer earlier this week. And, you know, I did a little more looking into the situation with the failed Obamacare repeal, and I have a little better understanding, perhaps, of some of those that wasn't for Trump's repeal and replacement of Obamacare. But it's really beginning to make me wonder, with the way we see, the way they are, I hate to say it, but successfully undermining his presidency with this continued ridiculous absurdity, I think at some point he's going to have to put the brass knuckles on and start swinging, or they're going to keep this ridiculous situation going on inevitably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I would have never thought that. And really, if you think about it, if you think about this story, this ridiculous, absurd story that they have been able to perpetrate continually now, 24/7, for weeks now. How long has the president been in office? 10 weeks, I guess. I mean, this shows the power that the mainstream media in this country has to create a story out of thin air. They haven't shown any conclusions, any really evidence that you tangible evidence, but they have used innuendo and unnamed sources to continue this now for 2.5 months. It just makes me wonder, you know, are they going to make this president impotent? I don't know. And the other story here in North Carolina, the NCAA or the NCAA gave the legislature, the North Carolina legislature, a deadline to repeal HB2, or else they would get no games, no championship games for 5 years. I think it was 5 years. And, buddy, they got to work, and the legislature voted and repealed the HB2 just in the nick of time. And all of the local media went out to interview the 20-somethings, and just by sheer luck, I'm sure, everyone they interviewed was ecstatic that this bill had been repealed. Now, if you get into looking into it, it does limit for the next 4 years. Other cities can't put their own bathroom policies in place. But, you know, I'd said at the onset of this, they will cave. And because they have to kneel at the altar of high finance and money, or I guess they don't have to, but they certainly do choose to. I will say, though, for those that may be local listening, both Julia Howard and Andrew Brock voted against it. I was pleasantly surprised to see that. But be that as it may, isn't it interesting how all these companies, these big companies, PayPal, Lowe's, I mean, it was all of the big ones, all came out to push for a boycott of this state so that the agenda of depravity and anti-discrimination against anyone, in this case, the transgender, which is a small part. The majority always has to bow to the minority. You know, I was giving this analogy. You know, if you think about the majority, if you think about the majority used to be, I guess the majority absolutely was white, and probably, you know, either Catholic or Protestant in this country, if you're going back into the 60s or maybe early 70s, a more religious base then, I would feel certain. But anyway, the majority in this country was white. You've heard the commercials here on RBN, 92% white in the early 60s, and now 62% or 63% now. But, you know, if you think about the way the system is set up, if you're the majority, you have no rights. But if you're a minority, it doesn't matter what minority, you can be black, you can be Hispanic, you can be homosexual, then you're elevated to a protected class, and now you have special rights. The majority doesn't have any rights, but now you have special rights. You can congregate and work exclusively with other people of your same race or sexual orientation or what have you, whatever the minority group is. You can work toward your advancement. But the majority can't do that. So actually the system is set up for the minority to always be destroying and tearing down the majority in this situation. And if you think about it, if you're in the majority, let's say you're white male or whatever, doesn't really matter about what your religion is, but then you decide, you wake up, you know, and you're homosexual. Now you've moved from the majority to the minority, but now your status is elevated because now you have rights that the majority don't have. And here's a perfect example of it is the cake bakers. The cake bakers who were of white Christians, as soon as the homosexuals come and wanted the cake baked and they refused it, see, they had no right to refuse it because they had no rights. Then they had discriminated against a minority, and of course they had to pay the fees. You know, until that scenario right there is addressed and changed, I don't see why we would expect really much of anything in this country to change. The other, and also, when you're looking at the ability of the media to completely manipulate. And it's not just Donald Trump and the Russian thing. Look how they did the Confederate flag. Look how they created this hysteria. The media created this hysteria, and then look at what they were able to accomplish by it. They took down monuments. They changed names of schools. They are winning the battle. And they are winning the battle in broad steps at times. I mean, that's just the latest example, or one of the latest examples. There's many, 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 many more. Look at how they have successfully been giving us the slow death through the demographic change. And not only here in America, but in practically all of white countries throughout the world, mainly, you know, European countries, and of course, Canada is doing the same thing to itself by its own willful acts. I mean, it's your own willful destruction. Right now, we were just me and my wife, we were just looking at some of the local news, and we were seeing a large church out of Charlotte that is hiding illegals. Helping to hide illegals so that they don't face deportation. I mean, this altruism is may well be our complete destruction. I mean, it boggles my mind, and we just see it all around us. I just got done watching. You know, I say this. I have to say this every Saturday night, I guess. But I caught some of Wonder Woman, and yet again, she's back in the 40s. The cars are in the 40s. I don't know what the heck's going on in Wonder Woman, but she's battling the Nazis. And they got the Nazis in the evil castle. Oh, it just blows my mind. You know, I'm ashamed that I didn't put this together at a much younger time in my life. As a child watching this stuff on TV, you know, you just accepted it as normal. It's really quite amazing in retrospect to see how the conditioning was so successful on this society. I mean, obviously, it's all around us. We see the effect of it. But also the amount of it that we have absorbed through the media, whether it be print or television or, you know, even radio, songs, whatever. And then we look around, and I don't know if I'll have time. I would love to play last week's Kevin Alfred Strom's podcast. It's only 20 minutes. I urge everyone every week to go and listen. But this one goes into a World War II veteran's perspective of the situation now. And what I found interesting about it, and I may play it second hour. We'll see. I'm going to play things a little bit loose tonight. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We'll take phone calls. If you'd like to share or add news or comment on this week in the news, I haven't taken a lot of phone calls. I've had guests. And also, I'd like to say I got a great response last week to the Travis Goley interview. I think it's important that we support his work. We're going to have him back on. I spoke with him via text yesterday, and there were several very complimentary emails. I think people enjoyed that, wasn't aware of his work, what he's doing. So we will follow up on that. But back to what I was saying, when you look at how rapidly this society has changed, and I'm talking about how much more pro-homosexuality, the whole society, how accepting of this whole transgender thing. You know, isn't it interesting that Bruce Jenner, of all people, an Olympic athlete. I actually am old enough to remember when Bruce Jenner was like on a box of Wheaties, and then I don't know, you know, how they got him to do this or whatever. But wasn't it right on time the way he had turned into a female or a transgender and changed his name to Caitlin. You remember when, I remember when the news broke and it was, they call me Caitlin. That's what he supposedly said or whatever. And all of the news media, how great it was that Bruce Jenner had come out as this transgender cross-dresser or whatever. I'm not sure if he, you know, I've not looked into it to see if he actually had a sex change or whatever. But look how he's the poster, poster filter for, you know, this I'm confused by my own plumbing movement. And it was right on time, right before these laws passed, California being the first. And right before we got this rammed down our throat to accept the transgender. I think my favorite part is how they've changed the sign. You know, you had the sign for, like, the male on the bathroom, and you had the sign for the female. And they actually merged that into, like, there's a half a dress on one side. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. And everyone just accepts this as normal. I mean, I think that the American people are so accepting now of a changing society, glorifying more depravity, that we're probably not that far away from the start, at least, of starting to hear more about bestiality. I kid you not. I don't believe there would really be that much of a backlash against it. I don't know. I mean, I thought there would be a backlash against gay marriage, but there was none, practically none, none by the churches in this area. They just accepted it. I mean, I did predict it, but where would they draw the line? I mean, the church seems like that on any given cause, they can't run the white flag up fast enough. Is there anything they will stand for? I don't know of anything, but this is all just as we watch the society decline rapidly. And at the same time, we're seeing now that even though the people overwhelmingly went out and voted for Donald Trump, gave him a mandate, the Republican Party, which you know, never ceases to underwhelm me, are still going to fight amongst themselves, maybe by design, so that he can't get anything actually done to stave off the destruction of the white race and the decline of this country into a third world cesspool. It doesn't, it's not a hard stretch for me in my imagination to believe that, given what I've seen. Also, the Pentagon released more pictures from the attacks on 9/11. Now, the Daily Stormer had probably the best story up concerning this and had all the pictures, and I looked through them. I may have overlooked it, but I didn't see anything really that seemed to stand out or made a really big difference. And on this side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about DailyStormer.com. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
In the studio, mixing it up just a little bit tonight, taking phone calls for the first 2 hours. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. Frank from North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hey, I got a good surprise for everybody. I know I'm a little bit late in responding, but I'm going to take you up on your offer, and I will co-host the rest of the show with you. So, I think the audience really would appreciate having me on there with you for the remainder of the show until midnight here on the East Coast. And I appreciate it. And, April Fools.
Hey, you know, I was going to, I'm glad you said that and did that, because actually, if you go to, like, dailystormer.com, there's some... it is April Fool's, and I think, you know, that's what's going on there with Andrew Anglin and some of the other websites as well. And we should, you know, we all need to, Frank, and I know you'll back me up on this, knowing what we know and thinking what we think and following what we follow and learning what we've learned, we need some good laughs from time to time. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I can still laugh. I can still laugh. I'll be sitting in traffic sometimes, and I'll just think of something ridiculous, and I'll just start laughing, and I'll think, oh, you know, people are going to see me. I get embarrassed, and I think, oh, no, they think I'm listening to something on the radio. But I'm not. I'm just, you know, I'm listening to what's going on in the side of my head. But
hey, let me say this, Frank. Let me say this. I went back today, and I listened to the third hour, the last 8 minutes of the third hour of the Wednesday Alex Jones show. And let me back up and tell, there were several news articles written about this past week, if for those that don't know. You actually got Alex Jones to discuss or comment on the fact that there is a Jewish mafia, and George Soros, according to him, is at the head of it.
Yeah, well, that's not the first time. It took me 10 minutes several years ago. I got him to admit that the Jewish mafia is at the heart of the New World Order, so that was actually even a little bit better. I don't know if George Soros is heading it up or not. He's obviously attached to it, associated with it in some way, and he's a big player in it. I think he works probably for the Rothschilds, and I kind of tricked Alex into giving me allowing me to get a plug out too, which I hope a lot of people went and saw that clip. I came to understand later that there might have been more than one version of it, time-wise, on the internet, on YouTube. But you can go to YouTube and just look up, like I told his audience, Freudian slip. And I knew that would grab Alex Jones' attention, because everybody wants to hear what's revealed in a Freudian slip, right? No matter what it is, right? So I said, you know, hey, Alex, I'm calling in to ask a question about Senator McCain and Lindsey Graham. But first, I do want to plug. I didn't ask him if I could. I didn't say hello to him. I didn't say anything. I didn't say thank you for taking my call. I just went straight to it. I said, but first, I want to plug a 23-second video. Actually, I said 22 seconds, to be technically correct, which I was wrong. I had remembered it wrong. It was 23. But anyway, of this Mossad agent on Fox News 5, which I guess is some local news Fox channel out there somewhere, and he was a Homeland Security expert, but come to find he's an Israeli, the former Mossad agent, and he had a Freudian slip about them being behind truck bombs and stuff like that, to blame it on other people. To promote terrorism and all that. But and then I got on with the I said, look, you get all these people out there for some time now promoting this idea of the Russians, and the Russians hijacked our election and everything. And I said, and then you got these two guys, and I purposely picked out two, supposedly Gentiles. I don't know what their heritage is, their bloodline. If you want to really examine it, I don't know, but apparently they present themselves as Gentiles, Israeli firsters. And I said, look, how come nobody out there on Trump's behalf is pointing out that these two guys that are out there attacking Trump every day, saying they're going to take him down, how come none of his people, none of his surrogates are out there saying these guys, John McCain and Lindsey Graham, work for the Jewish mafia? Now, I used the term Jewish mafia because I knew that would be more palatable to Alex Jones, so he wouldn't immediately cut me off. And I knew it would probably be more palatable to most of his audience, so they could at least, it would absorb in a little bit, and they could actually think about it. So, I did get that back into the lexicon there on the Alex Jones Show, the Jewish Mafia. And I had a couple more points that I wanted to make real quick, and then I was quickly going to say, hey, why don't we get Dr. David Duke on again, and let's do an examination, an analysis of what he thinks from his perspective is going on, this movement against Trump and his administration. But unfortunately, it was just a matter of time, the timing of it. It was the end of the show, or at least the end of the third hour. And then, he has other people that come in and do the fourth hour. So it was just bad timing on it was just luck, random luck. But anyway,
hold on for me, Frank. We got music. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. And then we got Dave in Nevada, Barbara Ann in Missouri. Coming up, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Studio, taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're back with Frank in North Carolina. Frank, the break interrupted your thoughts. Go ahead with what you were saying.
I don't know. What was I saying?
You were discussing the fact of how you had baited Alex Jones. And really, I want to commend you, Frank. You've shown me some things. We know we've done some of this locally, but I mean, you to get on and to get the topic changed to something that is very relevant. I mean, hats off, because he would not have been discussing that if you hadn't called in and brought it up. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and remember, it's never really a personal thing between me and a host, particularly like someone like an Alex Jones. Reportedly, he has a really large audience. He's like the biggest thing in the so-called alternative media. And I'm trying to get some truth out, plant some truth seeds into the minds of those people. I don't really think it's going to do any good, unfortunately. I think we're done for. But, you know, I don't want anybody to be able to say, well, we didn't try, or that I didn't try. That's what I've been doing. Yeah, if anybody wants to hear that call, I think the easiest way to hear it is to actually go to Genesis Communications Network. and go to their archives and find Alex Jones and then punch in the date, whatever that was. I think it was Wednesday. And then go to, I think they have them broken down in hours, and then just go to the third hour. And then just go to the, you know, the end of, you know, if you can, you know, like, I mean, I don't know if it's an MP3 or what, but you just drag the cursor, like, towards the end of the hour, and then you can hear it. But I don't want to let this go either, man. There was a guy, there was a woman that called in before me, something about vaccines or something. And I was trying to, I wasn't really listening because I was trying to figure out what I was going to say and how I was going to get by him and get him to, like, you know, kind of stand down for a second where I could get a few things out. And, but there was a caller before her. I think it was two calls before me. I think his name was Shane. Shane, I think. I think it was S-H-A-N-E. That guy was smooth, man. I mean, his call was actually better than mine, which is interesting. His call was not reported on in all these media outlets, including the Jewish Forward. Mine was in the Jewish Forward, which I heard Alex Jones say the next day is like the largest Jewish publication there is. And there was one in New York City, some publication, and I understand Alex Jones is actually broadcast live over the radio Monday through Friday there, competing against Rush Limbaugh. There was discussed in some New York City publication and a bunch of other ones, but there was a guy named Shane before me, and he was talking about Noam Chomsky. And I noticed, I had turned it on and kind of monitored a little bit Alex Jones in the first hour, and he was bashing Noam Chomsky. Well, Noam Chomsky, he had him on as a guest, a first-time guest, like a year and a half or two ago, I forget. Somebody, maybe one of the listeners knows. But he rolled out the red carpet for Noam Chomsky. I mean, he was so proud to have Noam Chomsky on his show. And then in the first hour on that day that I called in, I heard him. He was bashing him, saying he was a total fraud, and, you know, he was in on the whole thing, and, you know, he was one of these, you know, academics and elites and media people, and he was a gatekeeper. But this guy called in, Shane in North Carolina, one of our homeboys. I don't know who he is, but this guy was slick, man. He knew just how to play Alex Jones, and he got out that Noam Chomsky was a gatekeeper, and that he, you know, apparently he had made some comment that it didn't matter who did 9/11. It didn't matter. You know, that was like his big thing in the past. Sometime back, he had written something about 9/11 and said it doesn't really matter who did it. Well, you know, this caller basically made the point that he was covering for his buddies in the Mossad. And I was listening, just waiting for Alex Jones to react to that. And he just, like, he pretended like, kind of pretended like the call never happened, basically, is what I thought he did.
But I heard that call. I heard that call, and
I salute that caller.
And you can, and this may be an easier way. I'll throw it out just so you can go to YouTube and you can do a search for the date Alex Jones and whatever date Wednesday was, and they're broke down into hours. You can listen, and they're commercial free. You can listen just the third hour, and you can listen to those phone calls because it really was interesting. And I wanted to the next time I talk to you, I wanted to give you the hats off. Just to getting that into the conversation is huge, and I think he does have a big audience, and probably a lot of people did hear that. And you never know. I mean, when David Duke was on, look at what seeds was planted there. So yeah, that was commendable. So I wanted to share that. And if I have time, I'll see if I can get that Mossad agent, Freudian slip. I watched that too. I'm getting calls stacking up here. Let me give you the last word, Frank. Always excellent phone call. Always love talking to you. Thanks for calling.
It was a great call, Shane in North Carolina, and you know it. But the reporting, for whatever reason, my call got reported on, and a lot of media outlets and whatnot. But what that proves is they are monitoring alternative media. They are monitoring it. They know that most, you know, Goyim, most Gentiles are not listening to that. Here, one last thing, and I'll let you go. What really triggered me to call in, it's not an MK Ultra thing or anything like that, but was when you were talking about bestiality and all that. I'm going to tell you, man, I had been hearing 10, 11 years ago that the next big thing, once they got homosexuality mainstreamed and all that, and the transgender, that they were going to bestiality. and then they were going to pedophilia. I'll be honest with you, man. I think they're going straight to pedophilia. I think the wimpy white male who still has the numbers, you know, I mean, we're going down. We're declining quick. And, you know, white people are, you heard the story about the white people, middle class, blue-collar guys are dying off quicker than any other group in America.
Sure.
I'm telling you, man, I don't think they even need to go to bestiality as a stepping stone. I think they're going to go straight to pedophilia. They know the white men in America are nothing but a bunch of wimps. And they're going to let this happen because they're going to tell them it's stylish, it's cool, your wife ain't going to like it if you don't accept it. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but, man, I'm thinking it's like 4 or 5 years away. So, anyway, that's why I called in. And, yeah, we need to laugh. We need to have some fun. I'll be honest with you. I like animals, man. Not bestiality, but, you know, I like dogs and stuff. But I actually like animals better than I like people because, you know, they're more straightforward. They're more honest. So, anyway, try and get some joy out there. But I'll be honest with you, man, I think we're going down. We don't have enough people. We got a lot of good people. But we don't have enough as far as numbers. So I think we're going down. So speak out now or forever hold your peace. And with that, have a good night.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I may comment on that later because I think there's a lot to glean there. We may well go straight to pedophilia. And I'm here to tell you, look how fast this transgender thing, especially for those of us living in rural North Carolina, has come and been accepted. Dave in Nevada, patiently holding. Thanks for holding, Dave. How you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Glad to have you joining me.
Yeah, just a quick touch upon a few things. I went to a store today, and they had the bathrooms. They had the symbols on both bathrooms were they both had a man and a woman on one symbol on each side. So there you go.
Wow.
And well, I'll tell you this much: it makes if you want to have sex in the bathroom, it makes it a lot easier. You know, you don't have to worry about which one are we going into, sweetie?
Yeah, I guess it's true.
Yeah. So there's for us straight people. The pedophilia thing, I'll tell you where it's going. I saw one headline on the New York Times that said, it literally said this headline, pedophilia is not a crime. It's a disorder. It's not a crime. That's what literally the headline said on the New York Times article. So it's in vogue. It's stylish, you know. New York Times is kind of a fashionable magazine.
I think
there you go.
You know, I think Dave, all they got to do is start putting it in movies. Have some kind of manufactured music star that is into pedophilia, maybe a member of that Mambla, and just do it like they've done everything else, and it'll become palatable and acceptable to. Especially if, if they make it where, you know, if you talk bad about them, you're discriminating, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's the whole pattern that they use in everything. And I don't think it's a far stretch either because the agenda is to push as much depravity as possible onto this society. And unfortunately, a lot of this society loves it.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny the way they do it. They make you feel sorry for the pedophile because what they do in the media, I've noticed, is that they write stories about these people being victims or kind of like they had harsh childhoods. So if you don't feel sorry for them, you're a criminal. You see, because they were raised up in a terrible upbringing, and you have to give them that kind of freedom so that they release their pain somehow.
But what do you think about my analogy I made earlier about the whole system is set up for the minority to do nothing but destroy the majority? No matter what the majority is, the way this system in this country is set up is the minority destroys the majority, and we've seen the results of this and how effective it is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much that as it is. It's just whatever is depraved is going to be pushed on. It's going to be pushed onto to the masses as a whole. I think that's the general push. And if we accept it, then it's going to happen. That's the way I look at it. Because once we become soft and altruistic, like you say, it's a done deal. It's unacceptable. So if we accept the unacceptable, then there's no going back. For instance, look at the gay marriage thing. It's in all 50 states now, and no one's talking about it anymore. It's just like a done deal. Like it's just like, oh well, it's a diversion because we're headed for a World War III situation. So let's not talk about that. It's not like we have to worry about jobs. And that's the thing that's disturbing to me, is that everything is about the economy, but it's not to me. I don't think that everything is about the economy. I think there are more serious issues, like pedophilia is a much more serious issue than whether or not I have a job, personally. That's the way I look at it. And it's just upside down.
Absolutely.
And that's the problem I have with a lot of these shows, not your show, but just a lot of shows in general. They keep talking about the economy and they say everything else is a diversion. It's not. I don't believe the innocence of a human being is a diversion. I don't.
No, and Dave, we shouldn't give up our security and our liberty or our privacy for the NCAA to have a championship game in our state in North Carolina. That is absurd. But a large number of people in this state don't see it the way I do and you do. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because it just points to how everything now is just it's political. Everything's political now. Pedophilia, sports, race. It's everything has become political. It's ridiculous.
Sex.
I can't. It's very hard for people to see it because they just look at sports as sports, but it's not. Everything is tied to politics now, and so I have a real problem with that. But there's something I want to touch upon really quick. I'll let you get to your other callers. Frank was talking about Noam Chomsky and how there was this kind of 180 turnaround with Alex Jones, how he kind of like invited him into the fold and then he turned on him. Well, Alex Jones is the master of that. I'll give you a better example. Alex Jones had Louis Farrakhan on Prison Planet a few years back, and they were all chummy and shaking hands with each other and talking about how they had commonality about with Donald Trump and this and that. And guess what Farrakhan's talking about now? Kill Whitey. Why doesn't Alex Jones bring Farrakhan back onto a show now and talk about killing Whitey? Let's see how far that one goes.
Yeah, he's the master of that. You're right. He's the master of that.
This guy is the Mr. flip-flop turnaround. And he's so good at it, because what he does is he'll bring someone in 10 years ago, and then 5 years later he'll turn on them because it's forgotten, because people have such bad short-term memories. But for me, I've got an elephant time memory. I remember all these things. I remember who his guests are, and I remember how this guy is very crafty. I don't trust him. I don't trust him at all. And so people just need to be careful. You know.
I agree with you.
That's where we're at.
Well, hey, thank you.
I'll let you go, Farron. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, Dave. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Barbara Ann in Missouri, patiently holding. Then we've got Ken in Fort Worth, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join us. Barbara Ann, how you doing? Thanks for holding, ma'am.
I'd like to start with hello. And
hello.
That's because Dr. William Luther Pierce from National Alliance started the 308 audio tapes that were on the internet. And the last one, because I listened to at least 100 of them in the last 2 or 3 months, and I would just kind of skip around, but I kept an alphabetical log, and then I could insert, you know, on my table and everything. But the very last one he did was on Katyn. That's the Katyn massacre by the Jewish-led communists of 20,000 of my Polish finest men. And you know what? I just found out that on archive.org, they erased all of those tapes. Now, I am shattered. I think this is one of the worst abominations and the deepest tragedy that our white race has suffered in the last, well, since I've been doing this, about 13 years. And one of the things a lot of the things stood out. I mean, I just couldn't get enough of it. You know what I mean? I would just, and the funny thing is, when I first became white enlightened, back about 2000, it was after my Vietnam veteran, Purple Heart Hall of Honor, he committed suicide, and he fought the communists on the front lines in Vietnam. His words were...
Hold that thought for me, Barbara. We're coming up on a break. Stay with me. I want to talk about it on the other side. I'm a huge William Luther Pierce fan. We'll be back in moments. Stay with us.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls. I have Barbara Ann in Missouri on the line, Ken in Fort Worth coming up, Shane in North Carolina on hold. Barbara, go ahead and continue with your thoughts. The break interrupted. You were talking about your husband in Vietnam, I believe. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, Yes, he was a United States Marine, Purple Heart Hall of Honor, and only one of 100 veterans sheds their blood and gets the Purple Heart. In fact, I put him in there, you know. And coincidentally, the song that the preface of the song that you play, "For Those About to Rock, We Salute You," that's one of the songs that I do in karaoke in honor for my husband, because it's got the 21-gun salute, and he was dedicated to our country, dedicated to the Marines. But his last words, "There is no hell for the white man." He was in Chicago. We grew up 5 blocks away from Michelle Obama, and I'm telling you, I'm writing my book. I don't even have enough time in the day to tell you how awful it was for the white people after the Civil Rights Act in South Chicago, and how the Jews and the blacks and the browns prospered at our misery, our suffering, the beatings, the druggings, the rapings, murders, chasing us out of our homes. And it was terrible. But anyways, to get back to William Luther Pierce, I made that table, and I've been listening to him. Well, I found him. My husband committed suicide March 30th, 2004, which was Veterans Day. And the last couple words, he also said, "It's about men and not about money." He wanted his manhood back. You see, not only did they take the communists, both Chinese and Jews, take off his testicle, but they took away his manhood. They pulverized him when he came back to South Chicago. All the laws were for all these other races, and no matter what the whites did, they were or the blacks did to us, the whites were guilty. Either kicked off the police force, murdered, beaten up. I can't tell you how many were beaten up. I met my husband at the combat lounge. There was so much fighting, but he was so pulverized. But when he met me, I really gave him his manhood, and I sustained it for the 16 years we were together. And that's what has happened today. Our men have lost their manhood. But anyways, after I went back to college so I could learn how to write and even speak. Okay, and when I went back, college is a race-breaking nightmare. Jewish lesbian Anne Frank, in her book, she's a lesbian, homosexuals and Jewish homosexuals. And then I would write. I would look at the name of the essay, and I would find out who the author was. Jews, blacks, reds, browns. Out of 25 essays, one was about the white man, and he was impotent. And I'm telling you, I went to the head of the school, head of the Board of Education, head of the city of Nevada, had a three-hour talk with the head of the department. I said, English department, I said, "Why didn't you give me cyanide to my brain? I have never had," I didn't tell him Jewish, "I've never had TV or radio or movies or magazines. I have no Jewish propaganda. I can see it clear as a bell. Why didn't you just, or kill me before you, I can't stand this." I got an A in both my classes. I couldn't stand it. Anyways, it's very shattering for a woman to learn this on her own. She's got to face learning about Nazis and KKK, and I'm screaming in my car as I'm driving through to Las Vegas College. I can't stand this. I can't go through this. I have to be possessed by a devil. Nobody would be doing this thing. And anyways, after I got out of school, that was the end. I'll never go back. Never. I do not think America is fit for white babies. I always say, let's have more babies, let's have more babies. At present, it is not fit. We can't turn them into slavery. All Jews come from my Poland. They turned us from the year 1025 to 1945, 1,000 years of the worst slavery on earth. And on top of it, they were silenced. They were kept illiterate. And even now, it was only even after the and they imagined all the Jews were in Poland. That's how come the work camps were in Poland. They all wanted to illegally emigrate to the United States, and there were quotas. Europe was a thing of the past. America was the present superpower. They wanted mass immigration, and that's what they concocted that Holocaust for. But anyway, so back to my husband. I start writing and stuff like that, and I start writing long emails. One was 126 pages. I've written 40,000 pages or 200 books worth of creative writing so far. And I would hear little things on the radio, not very much. And then I heard Dr. William Luther Pierce. and my soul just stopped. The entire world stopped. I went, that man has got it. That's what I want. That's it. And then I later found out he was a physicist and all that. So again, you know, they didn't have him on very often. So I didn't know about his archives until just